Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, our great national holiday, when we do our level best to celebrate with gusto. There's going to be a lot of grilling going on tomorrow, and there is nobody better than Chef Jerry Pellegrino to give us a few shrewd hints on how to make the most of it. Jerry?
Well, you got to fire up the grill. I mean, I think it's kind of a
good start.
Standard operating procedure. And, you know, I don't think it matters what you're going to throw on it. You know, seafood, fish, poultry. But to sort of up your game, you might want to sort of think about things like marinades and rubs. I mean, those are things that I think can really help your sort of grilling game up a little bit. The main difference is marinades are sort of designed to impart flavor and also to maybe give tenderness to some of the tougher cuts, whereas rubs are purely just on the surface, and they just add sort of flavor to whatever you're doing.
Right.
I think a couple of simple rules: if you want to make a marinade, you want to always avoid salt. Try not to have any salt. Don't add salt, and also don't add oil to your marinades. Salt is going to pull moisture out of the product, and oil is pretty much useless, because it doesn't dissolve in water and it's just going to float around on the top and not be helpful. It also could be problematic if you don't get enough off before you throw stuff on the grill,
because
it's going to make the grill flare up and cause those sort of scorching, burning flavors that you really don't want. Another quick thing too is don't reuse marinades. Like, just if you're going to marinate something in it, you're pretty much going to want to toss that out. Some of them you might think would make a great sauce, and they certainly would. But please mix up a separate batch use that for the sauce, not what you've marinated the product in. But, you know, great things. Always acid is involved, like, you know, lemon garlic marinades. There's all sorts of great Asian influences you can put in marinades. Those things are great. If you wanted to make rubs, I think, you know, again, you want to avoid a lot of salt in your rub. We put a lot of salt when we're curing things like bacon because we want to pull moisture out of the product.
Oh, but, that's right. Yeah,
you know,
of course.
But when we're making up rubs, you know, there's two types. There's really the true dry rub, and then there's some that do have some moisture that end up being kind of a paste. Again, just quickly, the name is misleading. You do not want to rub these things on any of your product. You don't want to be scraping the breaking cells on the surface. Pat them on gently. If you want to sort of get real good contact, you can put them in a Ziploc bag and try and pull some air out and put a weight on them. Sometimes I do that for things like flank steak or hanger steak.
I'm
going to sort of give them a couple hours rub, I just put them in the refrigerator underneath something else to give them a good press. And for rubs, you want to really be careful about the sugar content, the sweetness, because that's what's going to burn first. And so when you're putting a lot of sugar on the surface of stuff and you get it on a hot grill, you might end up with burning before you get cooking.
Let me ask you about timing for a marinade.
Yeah.
How long do you want to do it?
Good. I mean, obviously, the more tender the product, the less time you need. So, like shrimp, an hour ahead of time is fine.
And fish, you don't need
a
whole
fish, lot.
And
fish, you know, yeah. But if you're like, if you want to do, say, something like a flank steak,
right,
that you want to try to get some, I mean, one of the great marinades in my mind, that's the simplest thing in the world, is if you're a venison person, I use Coca-Cola. And I do it overnight. The acid in Coca-Cola will clean the terminals on your battery.
Yeah.
It will also tenderize your venison.
We're going to put some of these ideas so you can look them up tonight, put them on the website.
Yep.
And have fun grilling tomorrow.
I agree.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.